Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. It has been said that heaven is the real world. Well, now is the time to remind us of heaven to come.
Tears for ever, over.
Lord, by your loving plan of salvation, and by your amazing grace, Christians will be able to spend eternity future in your very presence, in the heaven that your Son has been preparing for us. God, will you please help us to have a balanced perspective on that fact? That as we with excitement pray, "Even so, Lord, come quickly," let us also pray that you would lead us to some soul today that's not ready. That if they were to die today, they would spend eternity in hell, separated from you, and in the darkness and penalty for their sin. Your word tells us that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, to you, accepting your free gift that is provided to them out of your love. May your Holy Spirit help us to see someone and then to give us the words to say. Help us to be so heavenly minded that we are looking at this world and circumstances around us with the encouraging reality that this world is not our home. We indeed are just passing through. And that we will see others through your eyes. Lord, help us to see them as you do, as souls that your Son died for, paid the penalty for their sin. We thank you, Father, and give praise to you and worship you today during this special time. And we ask you, Lord, to draw us closer than ever to you. Amen.
Time has passed, but the lyrics never will grow old. It won't be long.
No. The month is weeks, and count the weeks.
Count the weeks as days.
Any day we'll be going.
Yes, we will. just hold on.
It won't be long.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
We'll be going. We'll be going.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It won't be long.
I know.
Saints for his coming, it's closer than it's ever been. I'm looking for Jesus to step out on a cloud.
I'm listening for him to say when. Yes, I'm listening for him to say when. We shall be caught up,
be caught up.
We shall be caught up with him. Sorrow will stop, joy will begin. We shall be caught up with him. Yes, we shall be caught up with him. The graves will give up their occupants. The sea will give up its dead.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Study war no more, ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't I gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't I gonna study war no more.
Down by the river, down by the river, down by the riverside. Down by the river, down by the river, down by the riverside.
Gonna lay down my sword and shield down,
down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside.
Gonna lay down my sword and shield
down, down by the riverside.
Gonna study war no more.
Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war.
As we invest this time in God's Word today, we're taking time for a heavenly reminder.
The end of the day, I laid down my head. I slept real good, then I rose from my bed. Good morning.
Ooh, good morning.
Were changed, was I in a dream? The walls all around me had a jasper gleam. The door was pearl and the floor was gold. I looked at myself and I wasn't old. I stepped outside to see what I could see. There was Paul and Silas waving at me.
Good morning. Good morning. Eternity. Good morning to the place made for you and me. Good morning to the day where there is no night. Good morning where the Son of God is our light. Good morning, let's go down where the children meet and we'll worship God at Jesus' feet. Good morning. Good morning.
Came and I bowed with love and with fear. Then Jesus spoke from his mighty throne. He said, good morning, child. Welcome home.
Good morning to the place called eternity. Good morning to the place made for you and me. Good morning to the day where there is no night. Good morning where the sun.
Thank you.
country to which I'd never, oh, I'd never been before. No sad goodbye will there be spoken, or time won't.
Amen. And it's time for a heavenly reminder. You know, our hearts and minds should always be set on heaven. Listen to Matthew 6. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The reason we can be excited about heaven is that God provided a way for us to escape the penalty for our sin, which is death and eternal judgment in hell. As a Christian, this world is not our home. By God's grace, heaven is our home, our ultimate address. Listen to John 3. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Many fear death. Most fear the process of death, not necessarily death itself. Knowledge overcomes fear. For the Christian, fear of death can be overcome by the knowledge that God has provided victory, everlasting life through belief, faith in salvation through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus. Jesus Christ conquered death. Psalm 116. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. In Romans 8, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The 23rd Psalm gives us real comfort as we consider approaching death. Psalm 23, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Some have referred to the death of a young person with the phrase, "Their life has been cut short." Well, from God's perspective, our life is completed when we leave this earth. Will you live with Jesus, knowing that to be absent from this body is to be present with Jesus Christ, our Lord? Since the reality is that we're not guaranteed the next heartbeat, the next breath, God only knows what our appointment is, that appointed time. James chapter 4, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." Luke 12, "And he told them a parable, saying, the land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, what shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops? And he said to himself, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." And finally, from Hebrews 9, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once, in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." One of the ways I've said goodbye to fellow believers, sharing with them a reminder that I'll see you again, here, there, or in the air. Another reality is that there will be no goodbyes in heaven, only hellos. As the song says, heaven is a long hello.
Shaking their heads, tomorrow I will be gone, but believe what I say, I'll be back before long. Next day they carried him to a tomb and spent some lonely days locked in their room. Oh, I wish I could have been together with them to see the look on every face when the Lord said, hello. heaven is a long hello. Hello. Oh, it's so good to know.
Shall behold him far. story save thy grace, and I shall see him face to face, and tell the story save thy
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, both spoken as well as in song, as we've been reminded of the reality of heaven for those of us who have accepted God's gift of salvation by His grace. I sincerely hope that this time has been a significant part of your worship. Please invest just a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Friend, the Bible makes it clear that you can know for certain that you will go to heaven when you die. First, you must admit that you're a sinner and repent of your sins. Second, you must trust Christ alone for your salvation. He died in your place because He loves you. And now, God offers you forgiveness and salvation as a free gift. Right now, I invite you to pray, ask Christ to forgive you, and invite Him to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. God knows your heart. Just as the thief on the cross recognized he was a sinner and that Jesus is God, and the result was that Christ accepted him, the same is offered to you. If you were blessed by something within this program today, would you please let us know? By mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools there to help you grow spiritually, and you'll find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, listen to these reminders of heaven to come. Revelation 7. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Chapter 21. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one. None else can heal all our souls diseases, no, not one, no, not one, because Jesus knows all about our struggles, and He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus, no, not one, no, not one.
Or maybe this one.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Lord, may we not feel at home in this world anymore. 'Cause Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows. Jesus knows, Jesus knows, Jesus knows all about your struggle, and He will guide till the day is done.
And the enemy would say, your day is over. Can't do it. You don't have enough money, you don't have enough strength, you don't have enough life. Friends, God has our day's numbers, and He decides when the day is done. Jesus knows what lies ahead. So fear not. Rest in that line. He will guide till your day is done. And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus.